The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
And good Friday morning. And welcome to an end of the week edition of Analyze This here on your NPR station in the U.S. Virgin Islands, WTJX, with yours truly, Neville James. It's a beautiful day in paradise. I believe we got the weather service on the line. And we spoke with him yesterday, but I like talking with him. So good morning. Who am I speaking with? Can't hear them. Good morning, the weather service, San Juan. How are you? Maybe we got to reach back out to them again. So I wanted to, because we got a nice little shower here this morning. And to kind of cool us off a little bit, and we wanted to know what to expect throughout the weekend. They are watching the results on my cell phone from Formula One practice in Monaco, you know. It's a big weekend. Memorial Day weekend is a big racing weekend globally. Got the Indy 500 and Grand Prix in Monaco and all that stuff. So if you see a little distracted from time to time, you know what I mean. Okay, you know, it's 5-6 hours ahead of us over there in the Principality. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm all right. You?
Krista.
Yes.
2 days in a row. Making up for last time, baby.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day up here again. Same with you down there?
It is beautiful. It's a bit warm.
Yeah. Yesterday we didn't get to talk about humidity. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that because, you know, the hurricane season actually starts in another 6 days on June 1. The humidity levels are starting to get up there.
Yes.
Can you give us some guidance with respect to expectations and all that stuff?
As we kind of expect this time of year, we just start getting more and more humid. On the one hand, it's a good thing because we're going to need some of that humidity to turn into rain. But
some of us could use a shed a pound or two to look real nice for the summer, and all that stuff looks slim.
Yeah. I'm sure a few of us probably could use it, but you know, at the same time, it is annoying. Yeah. I'll concede that. Right now, we're looking at probably humidity to stay roughly where it is for the next few days. We might have a little bit of a decrease in humidity early in the week next week. But on the whole, for the most part, the humidity doesn't fluctuate a whole lot through the next week or so. And in general, as we move further into the warm season, it'll just kind of keep getting a little bit higher.
And of course, our most humid months aren't even here until September and October, right?
Yes. So.
And this is May. So we got June, July, August, and then and then the two heavy months of humidity, September and October. Wow.
Yeah.
So we should be nice and slim 5 months from now. No, I'm just teasing. Now, precipitation, because we need that. You know, we've been struggling, been in a prolonged drought here. Is there anything positive you can tell us with respect to some rain?
The best I can give you is the potential for rain on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like it's going to be very active, but with the increase in moisture, we'll get some more passing showers, which is how you guys get most of your rain. Beyond that, the first part of the week looks probably drier than the last day or two. It's not until maybe mid to late next week that we're looking at another increase in moisture. I can't make any guarantees on that because that's all it takes is shifting one patch of moisture a little bit and everything changes. So Sunday maybe we get a little bit more rain, and then probably not a whole heck of a lot until maybe midweek. We are going to start moving further into the wet season, so we're reaching that point where we're going to start looking at tropical waves, which will certainly help. But for right now, there's not a lot optimistic in the very near future anyway.
Okay. What about boaters and beachgoers? Everything should be okay for the weekend?
Everything should be pretty good for the weekend. We still do have that moderate risk for beaches like Cramer Park and in Eastern St. Croix, but honestly, low risk basically everywhere else through the weekend. So, and then seas, for the boaters, we're looking at maybe 5 feet for some of the offshore waters, more so in the Atlantic. So, for the most part, around the islands, we're probably looking at 2 to maybe 4 feet or so.
Okay, now, I noticed you guys always reference Cramer's Park. When are you coming to St. Croix so I could take you to Cramer's Park? Because you're going to fall in love with it, guaranteed. and you can get your coworker, Robert Mitchell. He can bring you up because his mom lives up on that side of the island as well. You're aware of that, right? You know he got some roots on St. Croix, right?
Yes. Yeah. He said that his mom lives over that way.
So this is an open invitation publicly. The world is hearing me inviting Krista from the National Weather Service in San Juan to come and check out the infamous Cramer's Park that you guys reference due to weather and all that stuff. Okay?
All right. I hope I can make that trip.
Yeah. And I also got an invitation from the Hurricane Hunters. I gotta do a flight with them, a reconnaissance flight with them, because they make arrangements for media to get up there in a flight with them. So maybe we can go. Maybe we can do that together.
Oh, that would definitely be fun.
Yeah. So I'll let you know when the Hurricane Hunters make that happen for me down the road. Okay.
Sounds good.
Enjoy the weekend. Happy Memorial Day weekend, and we'll talk with you on Monday.
You as well.
Okay, be good. That's Krista from the National Weather Service down there in San Juan. Our good friend Robert Mitchell, he is a meteorologist down there as well. So we're good. You know, my phone went berserk back in the early 90s. It had a rapper named Son of Berserk. My phone went berserk yesterday afternoon, and I think I don't know why, right? This thing that we were talking about on Wednesday when we had some Bush tea with Russell Pate and Attorney Russell Pate, Attorney Duncan Henry, when we found out that the governor can be deposed in this ongoing chase, JP Morgan Chase, the GVI versus JP Morgan Chase case, and then it just took on a whole new life. We found that out Tuesday evening, and then it took on a whole new life yesterday. You know, so forgive me if I sung distracted, because I've been doing a lot of reading. And it's also taking on a political dynamic as well. The right, the Republican, and that's what you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Having a field day with this, you know? Duane Henry going to be joining me here in the studio at 9 o'clock. And we're going to look at it from all angles, from the angles of the accused, the angle of the accusers, the players, all that stuff, timelines. You know, that's what we do. We ain't taking no side and all that stuff. That, you know, you could do that based on the information that we lay out. You know, I always brag about the station being informational as opposed to confrontational. So that's the route we're going to take, right? Yes, when we, you know, recognize that there may have been some areas of negligence, you know, we'll identify it, because, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't do that. I'd be negligent if we do that as well. So that's going to be our number two. We got a late week Bush tea. I don't know if he going to be drinking some noni or some neem or maranga. I know he like healing my grass with a twist of ginger, but we're going to find out from doing Henry. I don't know if Russell Pate going to be joining, going to call in and join in, but, you know, we'll see how that one pan out. We're also going to be talking with Ms. Barbara Michaud for the Colors of Cancer campaign for Cancer Support VI. And then also we're going to be talking with Joe Burgos and Steve Carr from the Caribbean Race Group. That's the individual health insurance. So, got a great show lined up for down the week. I believe we're going to have a show on Monday for Memorial Day. That's my understanding. So, as I sit here now, we're going to try to make that happen for Monday. You know, Monday is a federal holiday, Memorial Day, and all that stuff. Earlier this week, we had the anniversary, I think it was yesterday, of the 3 years, the passing of George Floyd, who was murdered on Memorial Day, 2020. So, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about that. And also, we're hearing, unfortunately, about a mutation, a COVID-19 mutation that's currently in India, and there's fear in China and all that stuff, and we look at the implications for this side of the world, the Western world, okay? Having said that, so let me get into my first conversation. I think we have Joe Burgos on the line and Steve Carr, both of them on the line. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Good morning.
I'm good. The floor is yours. Identify yourself. Let the public know what you're about, who you are, and let's try to have a nice little 20-minute conversation.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. My name is Joe Burgos with Caribbean Risk Group in St. Thomas here. We've been around, Caribbean Risk Group has been around since 2015. I've personally been doing insurance in the Virgin Islands since 2010. I'm with Steve Carr.
I'm Steve Carr from the UK, who's worked with Caribbean Risk Group to source markets around the globe that can operate in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Okay, that's cool. So how long you been in the territory?
I have been in the territory since August of 2009, so going on 14 years now.
Okay. So you're one of us. You can't go. You can't leave again. You're locked in. And Mr. Carwin, I can hear that awesome English accent you got. When are you coming down this way so we can try to work on it and modify it a little bit?
I'm here right now.
Oh, you're here now. So, okay, by the time we're done with you, you have a Caribbean twang, so to speak.
As long as you've got a few dollars in your pocket, that's great.
Without a doubt. Let me ask this question, a curiosity question right off the bat. What is it about London and insurance that makes the city and the business synonymous?
Oh, wow. Good question. The history, the people, the experience, and I guess the entrepreneurial approach.
What is it about Lloyd's of London? Because they pulled out the territory, or they're on their way of pulling out effective end of this year, something like that?
No, they're not pulling out the territory. They've just amended their status from a licensed insurer here to becoming excess and surplus lines.
Explain the difference for the lay people like myself, yeah. and the audience, if you will.
Yeah, of course. This is Joe Burgos again. So the difference between an admitted, what they call an admitted carrier, is basically a carrier that has filed rates, is licensed to sell directly to consumers in the USVI using licensed agents and brokers. They have to file rates, they have to follow forms and everything. Now, an excess or surplus lines or non-admitted carrier, they don't have to do any of that. And then the consumer pays a 5% additional tax that's added onto the premium. So it's basically a little bit less regulated than an admitted carrier. It's still available. They're still monitored. They're still vetted by the USCI government. So, you know, and it's Lloyd's. So they'll still be a prominent part of the territory. The issue that you're going to see the most is with the, there was some issues with auto, with Lloyd's going non-admitted because you can't have a non-admitted carrier as your primary auto. And then there are some issues with the homeowners, but I think we're getting around those. We've worked, as being a board member of the Virgin Islands Insurance Association, we've worked with the regulator and with Lloyd's to kind of get over those hurdles and make it as easy as possible for the consumer. You're not going to see a huge change, especially on the bigger properties and things like that.
Okay, that's good. Mr. Carr, how long you been in the insurance business?
Way too long. 30 years plus.
30 years plus. And if you were, there are those who take a hardline position. They say, "Oh, insurance is a racket." What's your counter argument? Because there has to be
again,
some legitimacy.
Excellent question. You know,
hold on a second. What did you just say? That was an excellent question. Because when you say that, that makes me feel good because it means I'm doing my job. So if you, yeah.
It's driven by economics and availability of capacity, and unfortunately, those things go up and down in every marketplace around the world. So prices go up for food, they go up for energy. It goes up in capital and financial markets too.
Which you can't ignore the capital markets for obvious reasons, right? Because if that isn't a stable terrain, then that could impact the whole world like we saw in 2008, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, availability of capital and in that wants to write insurance goes up and down, as does the price of oil and gas.
So a suggestion to the audience would be, pay attention to what's going on globally because it can affect you overnight. You agree with that?
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially here with the catastrophic events that we have with the hurricanes, you definitely have to pay attention to what's happening.
The overall landscape, insurance landscape in the Virgin Islands, how would you grade it right now, Mr. Brugos?
Oh, yeah. It's tough. It's tough. Yeah. It's right now on the property casualty side, we're just seeing a lack of reinsurance support for wind coverage, and so that is a really it's an issue right now. So that affects everybody's lives. I mean, it affects banks because they can't do transactions. They can't you can't buy homes because either the insurance, if it is available, it's too expensive, and that throws off your debt ratio. So it really is affecting a lot of people right now. I mean, we've been in this cycle before years ago, and we're bound to come out of it. But right now, it is a very tough market on the property casualty side. Luckily, and it's been a tough market for the last 15 years on the life and health side as well, especially with the individual individual health care being just unavailable. So that is why we're incredibly excited to release our product this month for individual healthcare.
Well, that's good, and we'll get into detail with that when we come back from the break. We got Mr. Joe Brugos and Steve Carr from Caribbean Risk Group joining us this morning. Are both of you guys in St. Thomas?
Yes, we're in St. Thomas.
Okay,
right now.
When I come back, I could get a weather update from you guys as to how it is over there because it's lovely on this side of the pond. We'll take a break, and we'll be back right after this.
Do you know about estate planning and its importance? AARPVI and the VI Economic Development Authority will host an in-person estate planning conference. Learn how to save, invest, and plan for your future and your families. Get key info about estate planning tools and laws related to trusts and power of attorneys. Protect yourself and plan your affairs ahead of time. Thursday, May 25th, 4:30 to 8:30 p.m. in St. Croix and St. Thomas. To register, 340-714-1700 or aarp.org/VI. New business opportunities at Bank of St. Croix. Bank of St. Croix offers deposit banking products, business online platforms, and commercial loans. Our SBA lending department offers financing options and access to capital for businesses. Bank of St. Croix has two locations, one in Gallus Bay, 340-773-8500, and Peter's Rest, 340-713-8500. BankofSt.Croix.com. Bank of St. Croix is an equal housing lender.
to be gay was to be the worst thing in the world.
The power of her acceptance is why you turned out okay.
Absolutely.
After the rise of the LGBT movement,
I needed to decide whether I was going to be honest with myself.
A search to reunite people who changed each other's lives.
What were your feelings about that young man?
Wayne April opened my eyes. I need to let him know he helped change my life.
Marla accepted me unconditionally.
Thursday, June 1st at 10 p.m. on WTJX TV, Channel 12.
And we're back here. I analyze this beautiful Friday in paradise. And we got Mr. Joe Burgos and Mr. Steve Carr from the Caribbean Risk Group joining us here on Analyze This morning. So, gentlemen, get right to it. The Caribbean Risk Group unveiling a program.
Yeah. So we are, we started earlier this month. This is kind of a soft way to see what the reaction would be. We've gotten great interest in it. We've got a few people already have purchased the policies, but it is an individual health insurance plan. We are part of the VI EchoCare network, so we are, it is a PPO for an individual. So you can, I encourage people to check out. We have three different plan options. We have five different deductible options. We have two different types of policies that can either include coverage in mainland USA, or you can exclude it if you don't go to the US for much medical. So there are so many combinations that we can literally find, the right fit for you.
It gives plenty of choice.
Yeah.
It's the difference between the cost of healthcare in the US and the cost of healthcare anywhere else in the world is fairly immense. So the kind of, just give you a kind of ballpark, the cost of having coverage for treatment in available to the policyholder in the USA is probably 50% higher. Not having cover in the USA is 50% less than having cover for hospitals in the USA.
Yeah, so it does help with the prices and the premiums for individuals who want to who need to watch their budget. So we've tailored this policy, and on all honesty, it took Steve and I 4 years to get this across the line, and it's. And we worked with the USVI government, we worked with Optimum Global, who are the underwriters, and we worked with AXA PPP, who are the reinsurers behind it, to tailor a plan specific for USVI residents.
So if person X is uninsured and they reach out to you, is it affordable?
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's one of those things, like we said, there's so many different options that you can do. That we can fit, if you're candid with us, you tell us your budget, we're happy to make a product and get that product that's right for you. And, we were just talking about this the other day that, with one person, if there are literally 30 different options that we can do with our underwriting, with all the different the plans, the different types of policies, the different deductibles. So if you let us know what you need to, where you need to be, the range you want to try to spend, we can get close to it, and we can work with you on how we're going to get the payment and everything for it.
As with most things, it's not going to be affordable for everyone. But the reality is that we've developed a product that isn't and hasn't been here for a long period of time, and I guess the population will make their own judgments based on their own requirements and needs.
if somebody is making $35,000 a year uninsured, you confident that you could provide an option that'll be affordable for them?
Yeah, I think that we can. We just have to tell us what you need, and we kind of figure out what the coverages you want too. Not only it to be affordable, but to also make sure you're covered for the right things and you understand the policy that you're purchasing.
Correct. So in saying that, there's an educational component as well that you have to put in place in terms of communicating with a potential purchaser.
Of course, yeah, and that's why we're doing this. That's why we had the press conference on Wednesday. That's why we're on the show today, because we want the public to know that it's out there. We also want them to know that there are options. It's not, so long have we just received, especially in the health insurance world, what happens in the property casualty world too, is that you just get a premium, and that's it. That's the end-all, be-all, and there's no way to work with it. So we try to develop this product so there is the power of choice behind it. So we want people to know that still, if you're on the edge, you're not sure if you can afford it, call in. Let's have a conversation. Let's talk about what we can do for you and go from there.
Okay.
I think it's also really important to understand we've worked very closely with the regulator and listened to what they've said. And ultimately, we're starting from scratch with no data, no history. So it's a tough thing to try and get right day one. But we're all learning as we go. And thankfully, we actually have a product that can work here.
That's awesome. So contacts. How do folks get in contact with you?
Yeah, so there's a couple different ways. You can go to our website, which is www.crgvi.com. If you click on the health insurance tab there, you can see everything. I'll make a brief overview of our products, and we have the table of benefits available there. We have the applications available there, so you can look at all that right up front. You can also feel free to call the office. Our number is 340-774-2323. We have people on staff that will be more than happy to help. And then also, shoot me an email. My email is jbrugos, that's J, B as in boy, R-U-G-O-S, @crgvi.com. Either myself or someone that's licensed in life and health will reach back out to you and start working with you, for sure.
That's good. By the way, I forgot to ask you, how's the weather over there? Because it's lovely on St. Croix.
Oh, yeah, it is a gorgeous day today. I mean, it's...
Chamber of Commerce Day in St. Thomas?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Chamber of Commerce Day on St. Thomas. Beautiful day?
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful day. It is. It truly is.
That's good. So, what about capacity for the company? Because, you are going into an area that Cigna has pretty much dominated with a lot of government employees and all that stuff and retirees.
Yeah. So the capacity is there, So just to give you perspective, Optimum Global is in 130 countries.
What's the name there?
The name of the licensed insurer in St. Thomas, in Virgin Islands, that's going to be doing this is Optimum Global is the name.
Optimum Global?
Yes.
Okay.
The company. They are licensed here. So they are in 130 countries. They do service countries that are, that there is a void in healthcare. So the void in health insurance, they go in and they provide the product. Now, what they do is they don't actually take on any of the risk themselves. They reinsure 100% of that risk to larger companies. So actually, for the Virgin Islands, it is with AXA. And AXA is, I think, the first or second largest global health insurer. And they have 93 million clients around the world. They have over 100 billion, 100 billion euros in revenue. They have, they're massive, 145,000 employees. So, Optimum Global is facilitating, AXA is being able to sell policies here. And so that's the vacuum. So the capacity for, as far as the insurer is huge. There's no risk. I mean, there's risk, but there's no real, risk of AXA going under when it comes to that type of thing.
What has been built is basically a framework to allow AXA to, in a regulated environment, operate in the territory. And this is the easiest and best framework in a manner to do that, because they're not going to set up an office here and operate from the ground. So we needed to find a vehicle that would allow that to happen, that fitted all the right requirements of the regulator, which is what Optimum Global does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're making a round?
Yeah, we have been. We've been going, doing visits. We had the underwriters from Optimum Global and the director and chairman were here for a few days this week. So, yeah, doing all the rounds. We went to the Chamber of Commerce event last night. So, you know, I'm tired this week. You know, we've been doing a lot of speaking and stuff. So it's been good, though.
Well, it's a long weekend, man. So hit the beach. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
get yourself recalibrated and you know, get back on the grain on Tuesday morning.
Perfect, yeah.
Mr. Carr, how long are you here for, man?
I'm here till next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
So I'm going to enjoy the long weekend. Yeah. And just obviously be very careful with my ability to get sunburned very quickly. So I'm going to be covering up massively. Otherwise, I'll be calling Optimum Global for some help.
You heading back to the UK for the summer? Are you?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Some other Caribbean islands, but yeah, it's a tough life, you know.
Okay, are you going to be in the UK for the fortnight? The fortnight, better known as Wimbledon.
Oh yes, I'll be there for that.
Okay, good. And this time of year, even though it's the summer. You guys got good weather up there. Nice. It's like a springtime thing, right? Nice and cool, kind of breezy up in the northern part of the Atlantic.
Yeah, now's the best time of year from my perspective. It's not too hot.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, we do get hot weather. and it's not too rainy. Even it's, you know, the trees are blooming and the flowers are coming back out. So it's a wonderful place to be. Mm-hmm. Not quite as wonderful as the gorgeous islands.
Of course not. Don't ever even want to compare the two. We're talking two different universes here. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm just joking. Gentlemen, thank you very much for making some time. Going to get you back on again sometime down the road, yeah. Mr. Brugos and Mr. Carr. And good luck with the Caribbean Risk Group and this initiative and Optimum Global, right?
Yes, Optimum Global.
Okay, good. It's 340-774-2323. The website is www.crgvi.com. And if you want to email Mr. Brugos, it's jbrugos@crgvi.com.
Thank you.
Got everything right there?
Thank you for your time.
No, great conversation. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Enjoy the weekend and good luck with this initiative and broadening the terrain with respect to affordable insurance here in the territory. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You got it.
That's Joe Brugos and Steve Carr from the Caribbean Risk Group, CRG, VI. That's a good, nice little conversation there to start the Friday show. You know what I'm saying? We should be hearing from Ms. Barb Michaud, the director of Cancer Support VI, Colors of Cancer Campaign. She should be joining us sometime soon. Then I'll take us to the top of the hour. Then my good friend, for Bush T, the one and only Attorney Dwayne Henry, gonna be joining me at 9 o'clock. I don't know if Russell Pitt gonna be calling in to join the conversation, because like I said, I look like every other day we get new developments, for the lack of a better term. And you know how we do it here, we analyze this, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we do. Miss Barbara Michaud joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Good morning, sir.
Director of Cancer Support VI. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm good. Good to hear your voice. All is well?
All is well. All is well. Wonderful to hear yours. Thank you for having us.
Where are you right now?
I am in Florida.
Yeah, Florida. Okay. How's the weather?
It's good. I sadly am here for a family emergency. Someone ran a stop sign and my parents' golf cart was hit head on.
Oh, so man. Sorry to hear that.
Navigating a different kind of caregiving role.
Yeah,
so.
Sorry to hear that, and hope all is well and everybody comes back good. You know what I'm saying?
Brand new. That's what we're hoping. That's what we're going for.
Okay, that's good. Colors of Cancer campaign.
Yes, sir. That's sort of why we're here, but we're here like we were last time for Pinktober. This is an opportunity for us to put an exclamation point around letting the community know about Cancer Support VI, it being the largest nonprofit organization in the Virgin Islands that raises awareness and provides grants for cancer patients.
Okay. No, go right ahead.
And
yeah,
to be a campaign, you know, we have a tendency to focus on certain populations of cancer patients, and Bobby James was a 34-year-old kid who thought he had a stomach ulcer, and it was stomach cancer. And a courageous warrior, part-time employee at Home Depot, caregiver to family, a really extraordinary human who navigated this insidious disease for 2 years. And he and Chloe, Rosie, his fiance, wanted to, after he passed, we thought, hey, let's honor him in May. It's his birthday month. Let's honor him, and let's honor an opportunity to carry on his legacy, which was to pay it forward for Cancer Support VI, and to let young people, you know, no one is immune from getting cancer. And so we created Colors of Cancer thanks to Baker McGrath's insurance, for which they became a matching sponsor 3 years ago, I think. So it's been primarily an online fundraising platform for us. And this year we brought a small video to the lights of Carnival to bring the awareness. Again, we can't really provide the grants if we don't raise the funds, but it's almost more crucial that we have the opportunity to have a voice in platforms like this to let people know that we exist, because a lot of people still don't know that we exist.
Well, you know, they'll know a little bit more after today, hopefully with today's conversation. Cancer Support VI, give us quickly some history.
We are a nonprofit organization that started in 2005. The Stevenson family and their businesses and Charlene Kehoe, the former director, wanted to start an organization that would provide education about cancer care in the Virgin Islands. And after about a year of being in existence, they said, look, there's a need for money. So the Stevensons said, we'll commit to this philanthropic opportunity by raising funds and by making donations into the fund to begin creating this grant program. And I believe since its inception, we have raised we've supported a little over 3,000 cancer patients, exceeding $3 million in grants.
Okay. Well, we'll take a break on that note, sure. And we come back and we'll talk a little bit about the grants and how we go about, how your entity goes about making sure that you get the best bang for every grant buck. So to speak,
awesome.
Barb Michaud joining us from Cancer Support VI, the Colors of Cancer campaign. We'll take a break and we'll be back right after this.
Thank you.
Mussy. Another letter in the mail about my Medicare coverage. I don't even know what they're sending me anymore.
Mom, let's call VI Ship.
VI Ship? I don't have anything to ship from the States.
No, VI Ship is the acronym for the Virgin Islands State Health Insurance Assistance Program, administered through the Office of the Lieutenant Governor. VI Ship is local help for people with Medicare, providing free information and counseling to all Medicare beneficiaries.
Yes, sir, she yankin' too. Perfect. Someone to answer all my Medicare questions.
That's right. VI Ship can provide guidance on Medicare enrollment, prescription drug coverage, supplement plans, and more.
Where's the phone? Next call VI Ship. Navigating Medicare can be complicated, but VI Ship is here to assist. Call today 340-773-6449 for St. Croix and 340-774-2991 for St. Thomas and St. John.
Do you know about estate planning and its importance? ARPVI and the VI Economic Development Authority will host an in-person estate planning conference. Learn how to save, invest, and plan for your future and your families. Get key info about estate planning tools and laws related to trusts and power of attorneys. Protect yourself and plan your affairs ahead of time. Thursday, May 25th, 4:30 to 8:30 p.m. in St. Croix and St. Thomas. To register, 340-714-1700 or arp.org/VI.
And we're back here on Analyze This. Beautiful day here in Paradise as we approach the Memorial Day weekend. A lot of activities going on this weekend as well. But we got Ms. Barb Michaud joining us. She's the director of Cancer Support VI, and they got the Colors of Cancer campaign. Good morning once again.
Good morning.
Good. So let me just be silent and allow for you to flow, talk about the great support y'all have gotten, the grants, and how you go about supporting those in need.
Thank you. Hopefully, I know Amy Kerrigan was trying to join the call. She's our patient advocate, so maybe we can get her on as well. Again, the unique aspect that we want the community to know, especially the ones that are making a donation, 100% of every dollar is given to a cancer patient. Nothing goes to expenses. Thanks to the Stevenson family and their businesses, they cover all of that so that we can ensure that we potentially leave no cancer patient behind. I will say, in 2022, thanks to our fundraising efforts from 2021, we were able to increase our grant size. That's a big deal. I know that we're only a drop in the bucket, but if you're an uninsured cancer patient, you receive a $3,500 grant. If you are a MAP patient, MAP, the government insurance, you will receive $2,500. And if you are an insured cancer patient, you will receive a grant for up to $2,000. And at the end of the day, we look to fully resource the cancer patient. We know we're just a quick stop. But we work closely with all the other nonprofits that raise funds for cancer, whether it's here or somewhere stateside, because without the Charlotte Kimmelman Cancer Center, the cancer patient most often has to leave island for treatment. Most often. There's some incredible resources I think people need to also be aware of in the Virgin Islands for cancer care. There is the St. Thomas St. Croix cancer specialist, Dr. Ellie Daljaco. There's Dr. Bashan in St. Thomas. There's Dr. Errol Hobdy in St. Thomas. There are some incredible caregivers, doctors and oncologists here that whether they get the treatment here or they have a support when they return, that's pretty incredible. So we believe in partnering and collaborating with anyone and everyone so that we can fully resource the cancer patient. Being a caregiver is a really humbling experience. We'll often get calls from people who say, hey, my neighbor doesn't have anybody. I'm the one that is sort of overseeing this person's care. Can you help us? And how can you help us? If you're a Virgin Islander, you're very prideful. You don't want to ask for help. We are in a unique situation where we have people that are so prideful that they they wait until they're at a late stage cancer before they even go and get checked because they're fearful that they don't have the insurance or we don't have the care in the Virgin Islands. The cancer center has been gutted. It's under construction. It will come back. But just because it comes back doesn't mean that the cancer patient isn't still going to need a financial grant. You know, just to give you context for 2022, we gave out a little under, I think it was $591,000 in grants, serving over 281 cancer patients. That's enormous.
It is.
We raised $650,000. That seems extraordinary, but yet think about it in context. We almost gave out what we raised. So we're giving out, having increased the grant size, we gave out at a higher rate. And to give you more context, just in 2023 alone, in the first 4 months through April 30th, we have provided 163 grants exceeding over $325,000. That's half of what we raised last year.
Your Honor.
Half of what we raised, and we still have 6 months left in the year.
No.
So every donation matters.
No. We got to be a little bit more accurate than that. We still got 7 more months left in the year. As of May 31st, which will be on Wednesday. That'll be Wednesday. And we have
good morning, Amy Harrigan here.
Yeah. Good morning, Ms. Harrigan. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for my call.
And we haven't included, Ms. Michaud, what you have given out in May. So based on that ratio.
Yeah, Anik can actually, she's been tallying that for us.
She don't have to do that. I was just looking at the numbers from a comparative perspective.
Right.
If you multiply the rate that you've been making, providing support at, times three, because 4 months has already been gone. If we're looking at the numbers through April 30th, we could exceed $1 million at the same rate. So we got to keep your fingers crossed and congratulate you.
We don't exceed that because we don't have that. And that is, you know, that will be something that every month our organization has to navigate and manage as we watch the account.
We're hoping for support. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So that's what I'm talking about. You know.
And Mr. James, I have some hard numbers. If you would like that, I know you are a numbers guy. I listen to you regularly.
Thank you very much. And yes, I do. I do tend to embrace numbers. Go right ahead.
Yeah, which is important, especially if you're asking the community for assistance. People want to know where their money is going and how it's impacting the community. So from January to April, like Barbara's talking about, we gave out $184,000, and we served a total of, one second here. I'm so sorry. I'm in the wrong section.
I thought it was like 300.
No, I'm sorry. No, I was in the wrong section. One second. 163 patients we have served January to April, right? And we gave out $355,500 thus far.
Mm-hmm.
I have been tabulating for May, which we're still in. We have served 22 patients, and we're at $46,202 thus far. One uninsured patient, 15 insured patients, and 6 MAP or medical assistance patients. And I don't know if Barb covered it, but we have different categories or funding amounts. So if you're uninsured, you can get up to $3,500 and $2,000 if you're insured, and $2,500 for a medical assistance patient.
Impressive numbers. And hopefully, those who may be listening today that have the means to make significant contributions, and you're taking grassroots contributions as well,
absolutely
can do so, because it serves a great purpose, and that's important as well.
And I just want to mention, Mr. James, as you say that, just want folks to know that when they give, the money stays in the territory. That money is across all islands. So I know sometimes there's organizations and money may go to outside of the territory, but all of those money stay in the Virgin Islands. And, you know, it's like you're helping your neighbor. The money stays here. We take care of our own.
Oh, yes. No doubt about that. Yeah, we want that money to escape by any way.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're talking about. Talk a little bit some more about the Colors of Cancer campaign?
Bob, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. Again, as I previously mentioned, this was an opportunity during, I think we started this in 2020, I believe. I will say we were inspired by Chloe and Bobby, certainly Bobby's story. And that first campaign, I will say, many people knew Natapha Romaine. Natapha Romaine did an extraordinary footage of video for us. In the midst of his own cancer journey, in the midst of, you know, dying from cancer, that guy really, right up until the last 2 weeks of his life, he was dedicated to creating this video for us. And, you know, one of our board members coined us individually, Tiny But Mighty. And, you know, individually, we are one drop, together we're an ocean. It takes a village. And Colors of Cancer came together thanks to Baker McGrath. And in 2023, we also partnered with Theodore Tunick Insurance. And so we have a $7,500 matching donor initiative. Every dollar raised will be matched thanks to Baker McGrath and Theodore Tunick Insurance. Our goal is to raise $15,000 for this. Certainly, we'd like to exceed that, but that is our goal. And it's important to note, when someone gives us a dollar, it's really they're giving us two. If they give us five, they're giving us 10. And we found in any of these matching donor initiatives that it empowers the people that don't have a lot of means to feel like they're giving a lot. Every dollar matters. Every dollar matters to a cancer patient.
That's awesome. Ms. Harrigan, talk a little bit about what the territory, the areas where you believe the territory may not be as knowledgeable as we should be or we could be, to continue to provide the support for those who are in need.
The areas, I would basically say, to be honest, everywhere. As a patient advocate, I speak to all of the patients that come through. And I'm learning we had to update our application, and there was one section on the application that we asked, how did you hear about CSBI? And what I'm learning and what I'm seeing is that a lot of it is word of mouth. We are getting a little bit of more coverage because we have now partnered with a lot of the oncologists and some of the doctors, so our forms are there. But I see a lot of applications where folks are like, who are you? I mean, I'm so glad. I wish I heard about you last year. And these are just regular people working in the government, people that you see, you know, everywhere in the school system. We're trying to get a little more coverage in the hospitals here as well as in St. Croix, in St. John, Mary Keating over there. You know, within the churches, we just want to canvass the entire island because we've been around for so long, since 2005, and the amount of people that still come and say, well, we didn't know about you. And one of the things that's impacting us a little bit is American Cancer Society used to be on the ground here in St. Thomas and in St. Croix, and a lot of times folks mistake us for them. So they don't know about this little organization that's actually giving out financial assistance as well as resources to Virgin Islanders. If I could piggyback a little bit off of what Barb talked about for the Colors of Cancer. One of the things that we did this year was we had a beautiful video, you know, with stats and everything embedded in it. And, you know, the festival this year, which was just last month, was a great success. And we partnered with the Department of Tourism and the festival committee. So grateful to them. And we were able to have our video shown in the Carnival Village. And, you know, we had some big entertainers. And on that same stage, folks were able to see the video there. So we're trying different ways to be creative. Since then, I have gotten a few clients or patients that came through and say, hey, I saw the video. People will see me on the street and be like, hey, we heard about it. But it still isn't to the point where, you know, folks are coming. And I know it's twofold. We want folks to know about us, but at the same time, we would like folks to be able to give. Whenever I go out and in a public square or wherever, and I'm talking about cancer support beyond cancer, I guarantee you, the people that you're talking to, either they have experienced cancer or they know someone who has cancer or who have died from cancer. It is so prevalent in the territory, and we really want to get the word out there in every crevice because, you know, it's not just the individual, but the family is impacted. So we still have a lot of work to do. And just being on your radio show today, I know you have a lot of folks that's listening, is very, very helpful for us. And we would like to, you know, provide the website so folks can go just go on and make a donation or just learn a little bit more. Our application is there. My number is there. They could give us a call.
Go ahead. Get the numbers again.
Okay. So my number, which I am the patient advocate, that number is 340-514-8647. For those of you who are, you know, tech savvy, who want to go online and just do your own research, please log on to www.cancersupportvi.com. Okay?
Any other email address or anything?
Oh, and I could give my email address. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. My name, Anique, A-N-I-Q-U-E, dot, my last name, H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N, at cancersupportvi.com.
That's awesome. Okay? Anything you want to say in closing, Ms. Michaud?
No, we're good. Anique is the amazing advocate for us. She is the one who receives all the calls from these amazing warriors, and she is the one that ensures that they know that we see them, we hear them, we're here for them, and we will go the nine yards for them to assure that they not only receive our grant, but that we find ways to fully resource the journey that they're on, beginning, middle, and end. Because oftentimes they have to, you know, sadly leave the island. And, you know, we have one example would be, there was a gentleman from St. John, I believe it was St. John, he had two amazing sisters, and he had has very aggressive cancer. And due to his situation, he had to leave his job. So there's loss of income. He had to move to Colorado to live with his sister. Both of his sisters are financially supporting him. So, you know,
I don't want to stop the story and be rude. Let's take a break and then we'll wrap up the conversation on the other side of the top of the hour. Okay.
Thank you.
We got Ms. Michaud joining us here along with Barb Michaud, along with Anique Harrigan. Take a break. Be back right after this.
The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
The USVI Caribbean Music Festival on St. Croix is having their third performance on Saturday, May 27th on the Frederickstead Promenade. Headlining the event is the Caribbean Music Institute Orchestra under the direction of John Faddis with special guest Renee Marie. This is a community event presented by the U.S. Virgin Islands Department of Tourism, curated by the United Jazz Foundation in collaboration with Jazz at Lincoln Center and supported by the VI Lottery. Vendor booths open at 5:30 p.m. with St. Croix Zone, Rising Stars on festival grounds. And the stage opens up at 6:30 p.m. with the Territory Zone Steel Pan Special, directed by Victor Provost. Information at CaribbeanMusicHeritage.org or 646-725-3353. 646-725-3353. Festival live streamed at youtube.com/@USVI Music Festival. Mm-hmm.